Chapter 4. Two hands reached down for mine. They shot through the air and grabbed my wrists.
"Hold on!"
Sari cried. She had slowed my fall just enough to allow me to grab back onto the sides of the rope ladder.
"Oh, wow!"
I managed to utter. That was the best I could do. I gripped the rope for dear life, waiting for my heart to stop pounding. I closed my eyes and didn't move. I squeezed the rope so hard, my hands ached.
"Saved your life,"
Sari called down to me, leaning into the opening, her face inches from mine. I opened my eyes and stared up at her.
"Thanks,"
I said gratefully.
"No problem,"
she replied, and burst out laughing. Laughing from relief, I guess.
Why couldn't I save her life?
I asked myself angrily.
Why can't I ever be the big hero?
"What happened, Gabe?"
Uncle Ben called from the tunnel floor below. His booming voice echoed loudly through the chamber. The wide circle of light from his flashlight danced across the granite wall.
"The rope cut my hands," I explained. "I wasn't expecting..."
"Just take your time," he said patiently. "One rung at a time, remember?"
"Lower your hands. Don't slide them,"
Sari advised, her face poking through the hole above me.
"Okay, okay,"
I said, starting to breathe normally. I took a deep breath and held it. Then, slowly, carefully, I made my way down the long rope ladder. A short while later, all three of us were standing on the tunnel floor, holding our lighted flashlights, our eyes following the circles of light.
"This way,"
Uncle Ben said quietly, and he headed off to the right, walking slowly, stooping because of the low ceiling. Our sneakers crunched on the sandy floor. I saw another tunnel leading off to the right, then another tunnel on the left.
"We're breathing air that is 4,000 years..."